Good morning and welcome to the Energetics of Emotional Eating podcast. I'm Emily.
This is Jen.
And we got a new fun topic for you this morning. You know, it's June 5th here. And well, we got something good to talk about. Jen, what are we talking about?
Today we're talking about how to get your summer body.
Summer body.
And when I thought about this topic, I thought about this meme that I'm sure you probably have seen, and I am going to share it on my Facebook later, but that says how to get your summer body ready. And here's the two steps. Have a body and go to the beach. No, get up, put on a swimsuit. So anyway,
I've heard that before. It's
good. So the reason we wanted to talk about it is because honestly, I think that while most of us may be facing some feelings of failure when it regards this topic, unless we've been working on it, it's kind of normal that maybe we don't actually feel like we look like a model. And because society has kind of taught us that we should look a certain way, you know, diet culture and all that, then we wanted to talk about if you feel like a failure when it concerns the swimsuit season.
Yeah, because I mean, you hear everybody talk about, okay, starting the winter, starting January, they're like, okay, it's time to put in the work at the gym and blah, 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 and gotta get that summer body. But it's like, then you get to summer and you're like, well, now what? Jen and I were just talking about just how we all have a perfectionist side to us, and once we get to the next goal or whatever, we're never satisfied. So it's all about, we're going to talk about today about what to do when you feel like a failure because you're not where you want to be, because we want to help you to realize that you can find contentment where you are, and just it's all about changing the way that you think about yourself.
And I mean, the honest truth is, when it comes to this, the honest truth, you love that.
I do.
when it comes to feeling like a failure, the reality is that I've been talking with people recently how this, I think that this is kind of across the board, but at least for me, feeling like a failure never actually helped me. It led to more emotional eating. It made the like different cravings I had and stuff just kind of worse. Like the reality of the whole thing is that what we focus on does grow. And so that is kind of where it is at, is if you're focusing on what you don't like, you tend to actually like have more of that. Mm-hmm. And so my encouragement to people would be to kind of encourage an awareness of what are you like, what you're focusing on, and kind of getting curious about like how you can shift that a bit.
Yeah, that's good.
What were you thinking? Like,
well,
I know you had some thoughts about
this. Was just remembering what you were talking about a little bit ago about how it's not the experience itself, but everything kind of leading up to that. Can you explain what you were saying a little bit more? Cause that was good.
Oh, so I was just thinking about how often it is it's been the thoughts about the event leading up to it that actually are more troublesome for me than the event itself. So like if I'm thinking about going to the beach and getting ready to go to the beach and how I want to look at the beach, and or for me this weekend, we went to Sun River. And so leading up to that, like, okay, so what does my swimsuit look like on me? And like, how do I look in that dress? And like all these different thoughts I had about like how I was going to look at the pool. Those were like, and I was working on that, right? Like this is like a work in progress, I think, for all of us to kind of like have a healthy, like balanced lifestyle where like, of course I want to buy the dress that I think looks good on me or whatever. But on the other hand, like learning to be present and not like worry about the future. And then once I got to the pool in Sun River, like working on being present and mindful and like actually enjoying the experience and like kind of like being present, settling into the moment and enjoying what I'm doing, that actually serves me so much more than worrying about how my body looks, because a lot of that is just like fear of failure, like fear of judgment from others, like all these things that actually are not adding to my life. They're not comparing. It's comparison is the thief of joy, right?
It is. Yeah, exactly. And then like you get home and you're thinking back on that event and you're like, oh, I didn't fully enjoy that because I was too busy thinking about myself and what I look like and what people were thinking of me. You can't really have both. You can't fully enjoy that moment and be so concerned about, you know.
Kind of obsessing about what I look like, right? Yeah. So that's kind of breaking down like what not to do, like what kind of what doesn't work. What does work though, let's talk about that. So what I wanted to kind of bring out today is the importance of how you feel in your body. So like thinking about, so this is what I encourage clients to actually is like really get familiar with what your goals are, like how you want to feel, like how do you want your body to feel? What do you want food to do for you? Like how do you want food to add to your life? How do you want what do you want the result of food to be for you? So some examples for me is like I want to feel light in my body. I want food to provide the energy that I want for my life. Like I like feeling energetic and light, right? So when I focus on that and then I like look at food and I am thinking, okay, so if I have, I'll use the example of my daughter's, the spread that we've been talking about for my daughter's graduation party. If we've got the table sitting there of like, we're going to have some meatballs and like crock pot meatballs and like vegetable tray. And then we're going to have watermelon and some chips. And so if I'm looking at all that, like for myself, if I have a few chips and I have a few meatballs, but kind of load up on the good stuff, have some veggies in my watermelon, but am not going heavy on the chips, I'll probably walk away feeling fine. Like my body can handle a few chips, right? But if I go heavy on those things, just from experience and working on this, I know that the chips actually leave me feeling like bloated and heavy. And so does meat if I have too much meat, right? Mm-hmm. So it sounds kind of simple, but I think in the moment, if we aren't focused on how we want to feel, it's easier to grab more chips or more whatever, not making that wrong. I really like to work with the whole food guilt thing. So there's no guilt of, like, we don't need to have guilt about those things, but it's knowing you have a choice. You get to choose how you're going to feel and getting kind of getting intentional. We've talked about that. Like what's good for you now and later, making those decisions that are good for you now and later, not just in this moment, what I want right now.
Yeah.
So
mic drop. That was good.
Oh, thank you. So really like getting clear on how you want to feel is important, because the reality is that the part of our brain that this is kind of sciencey, but I just say it super simply. So like how you want to feel, that part of your brain that's responsible for that is what leads your motor cortex. Like it prompts your motor cortex to act. So knowing how you want to feel and focusing more on that than the action itself is going to prove so much more useful for you, because it's like, it's not just about what you're doing. It's about actually like how you are feeling. And that is what is driving your behaviors.
Yes.
Did that make sense?
Yes. Amen. Yeah.
So exactly. Yeah, it's super important to get clear on how you want to feel. And in this, when it comes to feeling like a failure, the way to shift that is to really become more aware of where your focus is. Mm-hmm. Because what we focus on, you're going to get more of it. Like attracts like. It's just the way it works.
Yeah. So maybe two practical steps after this are, one, whenever you eat something, just observe how you feel after. Do you like that feeling or do you not? And make changes where needed. That's, yeah. And then number two, realize and recognize when you are talking negatively to yourself and try to switch that for more of a positive, like affirmation of yourself. I mean, the moment might not be positive, but I believe that we can create something positive out of anything because, I mean, we do have a choice.
Well, and it's baby steps, right? Like if you've been really hard on yourself, it's not going to be very easy to go from that to like, oh, I love myself. I just like so respect myself. Like being honest, like I remember actually, and this is, I think the last thing I had, but I remember in the psychology of eating certification that I did, after, well, we still do, but we would have these calls with the, with Mark David, the instructor, the founder of the Institute, like follow-up calls, right? Like coaching calls. And at one point he was talking about self-love and he asked me something about this. And I was like, no, I don't love, he didn't even ask me, he was asking the girl, but we were talking about like loving your body. Right. And I was like, anyway, it was the whole thing about love your body. And then he's like, and even if you don't love your body, maybe start by liking it. And if you don't like it and I'm not quoting him, but something to disagree. And he's like, maybe you don't like it right now, but you can at least like accept it. And like, so it's kind of like, it can be varying degrees of like self-acceptance and liking or loving or respecting. Like, I don't think we go from like really negative. It's just not, it's not sustainable to go from like feeling really down about yourself to feeling like you're, you know, you're so awesome.
Yeah.
But you can move in the direction of treating yourself like you would your best friend, really. Like you're the one that lives in your body. So
yes.
Anyway, hopefully this was helpful for everybody. If you're listening on the podcast, don't hesitate to join our free group that the link for is in the show notes. And thank you all for joining us. I hope you have a lovely day.
Yes, we will see you next week. Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.